My little sister talks all the time. I didn't even get a chance to tell her about the pumpkin I got her.
You know what that reminds me of? Prayer. Stick around and I'll tell you what I mean. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When I was growing up, my brother Pete and I had a pair of walkie-talkies. We used to talk to each other back and forth until one day mine stopped working. I could only hear him, but I couldn't say anything back to him, and that's no fun. But I wonder if God feels like that sometimes. We spend most of our time asking him for things, but seldom listening to his reply. Like Psalm 46:10 encourages, sometimes we should be still and know that he is God. Well, that's what our story is all about today. It's entitled One-Way Communication. Liliana let out a long sigh as she closed her four-year-old sister's bedroom door. Phew! I went in to say goodnight to Emma while Mom was getting her ready for bed, but I barely even got to say it. Emma was talking nonstop. Liliana's brother Milo laughed. Whenever I talk to her, I feel like all I can say is, mm-hmm, and oh, every once in a while. Did she ask you about your field trip to the pumpkin patch today? She did, but before I could answer her, she started talking about something else, and I never got a chance to tell her I brought her back a pumpkin. Liliana giggled. In our social studies class, we had a lesson on communication, and Mrs. Butler emphasized that it's a two-way thing. Emma must not have figured that out yet, because she just talks and talks. She'll learn as she gets older, said Dad, though I guess we're all like that sometimes. Milo and Liliana shook their heads. Not me, they said at the same time. What about the way we communicate with God? Asked Dad. Don't we spend most, if not all, of our time with God telling him what's going on in our lives, pouring out our problems and asking him for things we need or want? But that's what prayer is, said Liliana. It's talking to God. Yes, and spending time in prayer is important, but we also need to spend time being quiet and hearing what God says to us. For instance, if you ask God what you should do about a problem you're facing, shouldn't you stop and listen for his answer? But God doesn't actually talk to us, does he? Asked Milo. I mean, we don't hear a voice or anything. He doesn't talk in a voice like mine, but he speaks to us through the Bible, and Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit to help us hear his voice and understand what the Bible says. As we read it and meditate on it, he often quietly impresses on our hearts and minds promises found in his word and principles he wants us to follow. Just like conversations with other people shouldn't be one-sided, the time we spend with God should include listening to what he has to say. So, how about you? Do you spend most of your time with God pouring out all your problems and worries? God cares about what's going on in your life and wants you to bring your needs and concerns to him in prayer. But he also wants to speak to you through the Bible. He has things to tell you. You won't hear them if you don't stop and listen to what he has to say. So keep talking to God, but also spend time quietly reflecting on the truth of his word. Our key verse is found in Psalm 46:10.
Be still and know that I am God.
And our key thought for today, listen to God. We do a lot more here at Keys for Kids than the stories you hear every day. We run a whole radio station made just for you. There's fun music from Lads and Go Fish, programs like Adventures in Odyssey and Red Rock Mysteries, plus contests and games. Go to keysforkids.net to tune in, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.